Football's World Cup organisers have claimed that the tournament, which begins in Qatar on Sunday, will be environmentally friendly and carbon neutral. However, climate organisations are expressing doubts. The first World Cup to be held in the Middle East will need at least 10,000 litres of water every day for each of its stadium pitches and the more than 130 additional training grounds. From Doha, our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue sent this report.
That's the sound of air conditioning. A constant hum, an absolute must-have in every high-rise building in Doha when the weather becomes unbearable. To mitigate against oppressive temperatures, World Cup organisers came up with a plan to use aircon even in stadia and to do so in an environmentally friendly way. Saud Ghani is Professor of Mechanical Engineering at Qatar University.
And when we talk about air conditioning, by the way, it's a conditioning of air, not only temperature. So we are purifying that air, recycling that air. So it's not about temperature, it's about humidity, it's about air pollutant control.
Well, as a climatologist, I think it didn't make a lot of sense to have it. And especially the air conditioning sort of requirements that are associated with it. Essentially, you're pumping cold air into the atmosphere, but using a lot of energy to produce that. And we are told it's renewable energy, but, you know, I'm not 100% convinced that everywhere will be using that. But there will, of course, be huge needs for cooling in hotels and restaurants all over the city for that particular period. And I think, really, it wasn't a sensible decision from a climatic point of view to have it in such a hot country, even in winter.
Professor John Sweeney from Maynooth University travelled to COP27 in Egypt this week. He's querying the claim from the Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy here in Qatar that in a climate crisis, this will be a carbon neutral World Cup.
Qatar is one of the countries in the world, I think it's one of the top two or three countries in the world with the highest greenhouse gas emission per capita in the world because of their tradition of gas burning and so on.
Barry O'Sullivan is an engineering director working in Qatar for almost 14 years. And he believes the Gulf state will make good on their environmental pledges.
I do feel quite strongly that, you know, the Arab world deserves a World Cup. It is called a World Cup, and much of the Arab world is a desert.
As the World Cup approaches, Qatar is going to need at least 10,000 litres of water every day for each of its stadium and training pitches.
Qatar has, all of its water comes from desalinated plants, and I know there's, like, obviously the cost of energy for them to achieve that is much less than what it would be in other areas of the world. But, you know, they've constructed massive solar plants now, you know, to do that in a sustainable fashion. And I think, you know, one of the things when you work with people here that you get a multicultural environment of people coming in, and, you know, they don't know what sustainability means. They don't know what health and safety is. Like, and certainly part of the legacy is that they might take a part of that that they've learned here and bring it back to their countries, and that will help the whole world.
And with just days to go before the big kickoff, the fans are beginning to arrive.
These flights, and I believe there's about 60 commuter flights a day, as reported, into Qatar, these are not counted in any shape or form because they're in international airspace, and they themselves would render that that claim of carbon neutrality fairly dubious.
And that was Professor John Sweeney from Maynooth University, ending that report from our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue in Doha.